The tendency of those who become involved in spiritual work is to create a cult, a circle that ever increases its dimensions and its content around its center, ultimately destroying it. The form that the cult or the association of men tends to take is the same form that men individually are living. It is this avoidance, this contraction, which creates the sense of the separate self, and the multiplicity of mind, and the endless habit of desire, which we recognize as life. A man begins to sense this separate existence to be his nature and spends his life creating a circle about it, a content, all the beings he can acquire, all of the things that he can acquire, all the states that he can acquire, all the emblems, symbols, experiences, sensations. When he begins to involve himself in some spiritual association, or any association for that matter, in life, outside his own subjectivity, he tends to create again that same circle about a center. The cult is a reenactment of the ego. The fate of every cult is the same fate of the ego. The destruction of the center, the death of the one in the middle. Satsang is an anti-cultic influence. It is not inward directed. It doesn't tend to become a cult in truth. It is outward directed. The center is always already undermined as a center, as a separate entity. It is consciousness itself. It is the light, the force of consciousness. It is added to a man's life in direct relationship so that he no longer needs to turn inward to create survival for the center. Instead, turns toward function freely, the light already assumed. So satsang, the company of truth, tends to serve life, to move into life, to contact life in relationship, not to acquire life. To make satsang possible for all. So my intention with men is not to absorb them into a society with which they are to become preoccupied symbolically, but rather to bring them the force of consciousness whereby they become capable of life. I demand the functional capacity of men. I do not require it to be eliminated, resisted, turned away from through some phony meditative impulse. I require the functions of men to live. I do not require the separation from vital life, vitality, existence itself as life. This turning inward. I require these functions to be known, to be understood, to be lived from the point of view of truth. That's the genuine effect of satsang, or the accompanying mood of satsang. It's one of capacity, of relationship, and of no search, no dilemma. It's not the tendency to some other state. It's the removal of the dilemma within this state the undermining of it. So one who understands and one who lives life as satsang is not necessarily, in his appearance, any different from any other man. He hasn't necessarily acquired some psychic ability, some visionary ability, whatever, some particular experience. He might, but he wouldn't necessarily. He becomes like the guru, the man of understanding, one who is simply awake within the dream.